Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up. As young professionals ourselves, we're constantly striving to connect and uplift young people in the Toledo community. Our podcast is featuring young entrepreneurs and professionals in the area from all different industries and walks of life who are making an impact in Toledo.
We're excited to have our guests discuss their background, their education and training, and give any advice for other young professionals like us. We're also going to take a look at varying pop culture trends among Gen Zers like ourselves and discuss or debunk them, maybe even a little Roman Empire.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What, girl?
Our local restaurant scene.
For sure. Toledo is for foodies.
No, literally. 100%. Like, any type of food you want to get, you can find here and in so many different fashions.
And it's all so good.
It's all so good. Like, I literally have never been to a Toledo restaurant I didn't love. And I love that it's not just all chains. It's, you know, different groups maybe, but it's also a lot of different
local spots.
Yeah. And that's what's so awesome. But I think another really cool thing, too, is that there are a lot of young professionals who are breathing in new life to this restaurant scene. You know, business owners, managers of restaurants. And who better to talk about that than our guest today?
So we are so excited to have Grace Mancy here today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
This is really exciting for us because, well, I have to selfishly say, I'm a huge Mancy's fan, yeah, so I'm excited to hear the scoop. But same time, you know, it's really fun to have somebody from the restaurant industry here. We haven't had anybody from that type of industry talk about their work, and I think it's really cool, especially being so young in the position that you're in. It's really awesome. So first, just, you know, walk us through your background. You know, obviously grew up around the area and all of that. So tell us about your background, what side of the Mancy's family you hail from, etc.
Yeah, so born and raised Toledo, Ohio. First job was in the coat room at Mancy's Steakhouse at 14 years old.
Wow, I love that.
Which I think is the lowest legal age that you can start working. Yeah,
fair. They started you early.
Started off early. Yeah. So it was every Tuesday for about two winters working there, and I don't know. It was a thing where it continued on to be a summer job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I still did school. I played soccer my whole life. And any chance I got, a week here, summer there, winter there, I was in the coat room, hostessing at Mancy's Blue Water Grill. And then slowly it transitioned into, okay, you're going to start looking at invoices.
Yeah.
You're going to start doing office work and you're in charge of this holiday that's coming up and making sure everything's seated properly and opening the restaurant, closing the restaurant. It just slowly grew more and more until probably about, I went away for school, junior and senior year of my high school, to a boarding school in Minnesota called Chaddock St. Mary's. I played soccer out there. Great experience. But during that time, I stepped back from the restaurants. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm out. All the way in Minnesota.
For sure.
When I come home for a week at a time, I don't want to work. I'll help out, but it's not my main focus.
Sure.
But then I'd come home for the summers, and it always increased. I was always more and more in charge of things that I didn't know necessarily how to do, but I had to figure out.
For sure.
Yeah.
That seems to be how it goes. I have to say, I always see these TikToks where it's like, you know, the young person teaching all of these like seasoned people how to work at the family job or whatever. And so it's like, I can imagine you being so young, but knowing a lot more than people who were older than you coming into these different positions, which would be kind of interesting dynamic-wise, I feel.
Well, it's also an interesting dynamic is that there's multiple servers, especially at Blue Water, who have worked there since it's opened or 10 years plus.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So they have seen me from age 4 to 14 to now 24.
Wow. Right.
But now at 24, I am leading them fully.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it is a very interesting dynamic. But with those people who have worked there so long, they're the ones I least have to worry about.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I want to take a step back really quick. Tell me about, you know, you said you played soccer at boarding school and you seem to be very into that and excited about that. What brought you back here for this industry?
I pushed. I pushed away a lot. So yeah. Once I went away for school, I was really trying to figure out, okay, I have this time to figure out where I want to go, what I want to do. Do I want to go back home? Mm-hmm. A lot of the times that I asked those questions, especially senior year, my fifth year of high school, freshman year of college, soccer was everything. Did not want to go back to the restaurants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had already known it. I knew how to do it. I thought I had not say learned it all, but I had been in so many positions that I wanted to just venture out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, try something new. I get yeah. that, yeah.
And so you would ask me junior year of college, what are you going to do? Not the restaurants. I didn't know what, but it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm. So where did you go to school and what did you study?
So I went to the University of South Dakota. I played soccer for them and I studied business administration.
Oh, nice. Okay. Which I'm sure is helpful now, too.
Oh, 100%. You hit all the categories that you need, but I never really knew, like, where I was going to take with it. So, yeah. I did an internship in the summertime in the city of Vermilion, South Dakota, as an event coordinator intern. Mm-hmm. And then by my senior year, the position opened up, and so I did a little bit of overlap with graduating and starting in that position full-time, in which I was then in charge of interns who were the same age as me.
Oh, wow.
So I've always been in an interesting dynamic between age.
Yeah.
They're either older than me, same age, but I've always been in a leader position when it comes to work-wise.
Do you have any experiences with that where it's been, like, awkward at all?
Yes. I have to constantly remind myself that in the professional field, like, it is, like, we have to act as professionals. Even though we are the same age and we like the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't just hang out.
Right.
I want to so bad, but it sets you up for failure, and it puts you in awkward positions.
For sure.
And, like, I can't go out because what if you do something and I don't want to be working with that type of person?
Yeah.
Right.
No, definitely. I didn't even think about that, like the after hours relationship with these people too in terms of your age, I feel like would be very difficult to navigate.
Yes. And out in South Dakota, I mean, no one knows what Mancy's is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I never had to talk about my last name. No one really cared about the restaurants. They're 13 hours away. It wasn't really a main focus.
Right.
Right.
But it was still in those positions of seniors graduating. I'm out already in the workforce.
Yeah.
But I'm still in charge of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I feel like that would be really, really interesting to have to navigate.
And then transitioning back to here where the Mancy's name is so iconic.
Yes.
And, you know.
And I had to get used to reusing my last name because I was away for about 7 years where I just introduced myself as Grace.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which makes sense.
But here growing up, everyone called me by my first and last name, Grace Mancy. Like, it was just.
Sure.
The name was one name.
Yeah. And do you feel like that had. Was it, I don't know, weird growing up with that? Or do you feel like there were a lot of perks maybe growing up with that?
I wouldn't necessarily say perks, but it gave me a better understanding of communication when speaking with people you don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they know you in some sort of way. Even if it's a distant relative, they know that Mancy or that Mancy story, or they've been to that restaurant. And so you're instantly associated with whatever experience, whatever scenario that they had gone through with the Mancy's.
Right, it's almost like you don't have a chance to make your own first impression in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was a driving force for me staying away for so long and struggling with the fact of if I wanted to come back or not.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I definitely, you know, my mom studied journalism and she was a journalist in the area and a lot of people knew her. And so for me, I was the same way where I was like, I'm going to leave. Like, I want to make my own name. I want to do my own thing, blah, blah, blah. It's helpful. We don't have the same last name, my mom and I, so I can kind of get away with it in some sense. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, I kind of feel you on that. Like, that's my swan song growing up with people knowing your parents, where it's like, okay, if I go out in public, people are going to know who I am, so I can't be doing anything crazy or, you know, I need to make a good first impression on people. Or, I mean, it was even things like, you know, my mom's like, don't go out wearing crazy sweatpants or crazy clothes because people are going to think you look weird or whatever. And I feel like that does add some type of, you know, leadership lesson, but also, like, hypervigilance when you're a kid to try and navigate through that. So I admire the fact that you did choose to come back. I mean, even after doing that, because it's not like, you know, oh, poor Grace being a part of the Mansi's family, but it is like definitely something to think about for sure.
Yeah. And I never took it as like a hardship. It's never been like a, the only reason it was a difficult decision was because I never felt like I had done something completely on my own.
Yeah. Sure.
And so I had to build that kind of foundation and understanding, and also making sure that when I did come back, I was ready to like fully take on what it meant to come back, especially as one of the first of the fourth generation to step into a managerial role within the Mansi Corporation.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a big, big task to take on.
Yeah, and I'll say even like without well-known parents, like wanting to leave your hometown and do something
it's different. It is common for sure. And I think, you know, the other thing that I would imagine happened to you too is the confidence boost. You did go out and do something on your own and build your own life in a different space than Toledo area. And I feel like for you, that gives you the confidence you need to come back and say, you know, I might be a Mansi, but I can be Grace also. Like I can stand on my own two feet. I can do my own thing. And that's really cool.
Yeah. It was like, are you guys lying to me? Like, am I actually doing a good job or just being nice? And then I did it and I was like, okay, like I actually am confident in my ability to do good work, to work like just all around, hit the points that I need to hit on a consistent basis.
That makes sense.
Well, it's really awesome. Yeah, that's great. And I have to ask kind of a silly question. So obviously you grew up working in the restaurants and being around the restaurant scene. So did you eat a lot of the food? I'm so curious about this with restaurant owners and managers because, you know, I want to know if you ate more at home, ate more at the restaurants, what you would eat. I'm so curious to know.
So my mom, who is here, shout out to my mom. She did a great job feeding us outside of the restaurants.
I love that.
She would take us to the restaurants, obviously. My dad worked nights at a certain time, and so we would go in, hang out. He'd sit down with us. We'd be able to eat together. But then majority of the nights, my mom's cooking us all the meals of the day.
Yeah, right.
But recently, working at Blue Water for the past 8 months, I have come to realize that I have eaten this same food for 18 years.
Yeah.
19.
Real. And all the people who love Mansi's have too.
Yeah. And it's not that the dishes haven't changed. They've changed dramatically over the years.
Yeah,
but it's
for sure.
still the same somehow. Yeah. I haven't figured out how. But like I worked at Shorty's for a year and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Real.
And I didn't ever have I never had an issue with, what am I going to eat today?
Right.
Yeah. But right now at Blue Water, I have all this great produce. I have all this great fish. It's coming in every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I'm struggling so much with what to eat.
Right. That's super relatable. I feel like that's the hardest part of being an adult is figuring out what to feed myself.
Oh my gosh,
three times
true.
A day.
The worst part is that I don't even have to cook it.
Right. No, it's literally just the decision. But you're in a manager role, so you're making decisions all day and you're like in charge of people. And then you just sit there and you're like, I don't want to decide anything else. Please don't make me.
Like so many times I walk up to the line and I'm like, can you just make me something?
Something.
Just
something, anything. Please.
No mushrooms. I'm not a big fan. I'm working on
Fair.
It.
I love that.
But yeah, I usually keep it pretty basic just because I also very aware of certain fish and certain proteins that I just don't eat because I know how expensive it is.
Ooh, fair.
Oh, okay.
So That's interesting, too. You know all the pricing and stuff for this. So it's like,
So I'm not walking in there and ordering that 16-ounce ribeye.
Right. No,
it would
real.
Be great, but I'm not going to eat that for lunch.
You're like, please give me some chicken that's like not the cost of all of my belongings. Thank you.
Yeah. So my go-to right now is chicken and then like maybe I'll do a 4-ounce steak that's like the ends.
Mm-hmm, for
but
sure.
even then, it's majority of chicken and some pasta.
No, I feel that.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong, yeah.
And remind me, which of the Mansi's brothers, because there's a slew, Mansi brother is your dad?
So John Mansi, he is the third of the of the siblings, because there is a daughter in there.
True.
Yes.
Very true. Shout out.
John Mansi is my father. He is named after his father, who was then named after his. So
I love that. Yeah. That's so nice. And I think it's nice that you guys have that generational component too, you know, where it's like keeping it in the family, but
sure.
also bringing in so many other people to be a part of the Mancy's family through your other staff and other managers. And I just think that's really awesome for you guys.
Yes, because a lot of the servers at Mancy's Steakhouse have been there for years.
Oh, yeah.
Years, like 50, 40.
Right. At that point, it is family.
Yes.
You know?
I was going to say, we were working on a feature that featured Mancy's Steakhouse one time, and we interviewed one of the bartenders, and she told us she had been there for like 50 years. We were like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah. I love that. But that, I mean, it goes to show the Mancy's family component too, which I think is a great part of any business. Mm-hmm. But for you guys especially, I mean, that's your whole brand really, is like keeping it within your family and building that family in the community.
It's yeah. really special.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We take care of each other. You take care of us, we take care of you. It's just, we all want to work hard and provide the best experience. Mm-hmm. And so when you find people in that want to do the same, you work a little extra hard so that they stay.
For sure.
Of course.
And I don't know, do you have any other restaurant experience outside of like the Mancy's restaurant group?
Sort of. So for a summer out in South Dakota, I worked at Hy-Vee, which is a local regional grocery store out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in their Chinese section and their like Hickory House section.
Oh, cool.
And so I did that for a summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was really more kitchen-based, just cooking all the food, cleaning up. And then I don't know how, but I got pushed onto grill duty. So every Thursday and Friday, all right, I'm going to set the scene.
Please,
yeah,
set the scene.
Yeah,
if anyone doesn't know, South Dakota is a very sunny state.
Mm-hmm.
So that sun is very strong. And you'd think, oh, in the winter times, it's really cold. In the summer times, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also very windy, but it's warm heat. So you're standing outside. It is that summer after COVID, so everyone's wearing face masks. I'm wearing black long pants, a black chef's jacket, one of those hats with a face mask. I did get a tan line that summer from the face mask.
No.
And I'm standing next to a grill outside in direct sunlight for 5 hours, and that grill is up to 450 degrees.
Right.
I'm cooking hamburgers, burgers, steaks, and that is a time where I wish I didn't tell them I had restaurant experience.
Yeah, real.
Just keep that a little
I'm
secret.
Like, right? I do not envy you for that. I'm sorry.
That was a hot summer.
Yeah.
It was hot.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. That's nuts. But, you know, I think it's interesting for you to then have at least another component of restaurant experience that you can kind of look at, you know, going
yeah.
forward and bringing that into your style with Mancy's, I would imagine. And, you know, I was wondering if you had any other kind of, like, restaurant inspirations or if you're bringing any, like, you know, new techniques or things to your management style.
So, inspirations, I don't have specific restaurants, but it's, I mean, I am constantly on TikTok when my brain is not thinking about the restaurant.
Who is it? Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Everyone out there is.
Yeah.
And if they're not watching it on TikTok, they're watching it through Instagram.
Right.
Real. So real.
But it is an interesting dynamic between my father and I because he is that older generation of restaurant owners, straight to the point. No excuses, it's done this way.
Right.
And so he holds me to that standard. But then as a younger woman, there is a little bit more empathy that I believe I show with people's certain situations,
mm-hmm.
trying to bring like a little bit of smiley, giggly into the restaurants because it is a hard, strenuous job of
right.
constantly
of course,
putting
yeah.
on putting on a show. You're giving
yeah.
them an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're guiding them through the menu. We're not just taking orders. We're making sure that that's actually what you want to eat. And one of my main goals is that everyone who leaves a restaurant has at least eaten something.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
there's many times where you go into a restaurant and the dish that you get isn't what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at everyone else around you and you're like, oh, I should have gotten that. Or,
right.
oh, I should have gotten that. And
yeah.
then you leave a little hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one of the main things is like, please leave my restaurant full.
Right.
Yeah.
And roll me out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just please eat. Yeah, that is my main objective.
That is the worst, though, when you're, like, so excited to go out to dinner, and then you leave, like, and you're like, oh, I have to, like, stop somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it happens more often, and it happens. Sometimes, I mean, we can't make the same item perfectly every time.
For sure.
But if it's not good, let me know. Let me get you something to eat.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like your grandma bringing over a second tray.
No, real.
Like, I need you to eat the food.
Yeah. And that's great hospitality. I mean, it shows that you go that extra mile. It's not just about the business. It's about the satisfaction and the happiness of the customers, which is really nice, obviously.
Yeah, and that shows.
Yeah, it definitely does show. I mean, obviously, I'm a huge Mansi's fan myself. Been going there my whole life, because who hasn't? But, you know, I'm more partial to Italian, because I am just an Italian food girly myself.
Understandable. Yeah.
But
yes, we want to know what your favorite is. We want the inside scoop. If you have a favorite,
I know this, share. This is like picking between your babies. You don't have to pick Blue Water, although we won't be mad if you do.
I feel like I have to whisper. I don't know if it comes down to a single restaurant, because all of the restaurants have such amazing attributes that specific restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pick a dish from each restaurant.
Oh, but please, okay, do that. Yeah. Please do that. Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the original, the Mansi Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You might call me crazy, but I can't not get the escargot when I'm there.
No way.
I know.
That is a left field answer, and I love it.
I know.
I know. I was really expecting, like, a steak.
Right. Mansi Steakhouse, a steak. Okay, but put us on. Like, why do you like the escargot?
It's butter. It's pure butter.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, when it's made right, I mean, snail's a snail.
Right.
It's rough. You got to wrap your head around it. But then you get that, and it's drowsed in butter, and it's cooked in that little cute bowl thing. I don't even know what it's called. And you put it on little bread, and it's just a great little snack.
Okay, well, I heard it here first. The manager recommends. Okay, next.
All right. So over at the Italian, after work, I'll go and get the Bianca pizza.
Oh, so true.
Wait. And then you get the chopped salad.
Oh.
So the Italian chopped salad.
Yeah.
Okay. No olives, because I don't like olives either.
Okay, so true.
Okay, I've tried.
Olive haters unite.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then I like to put a little bit of the salad onto the pizza.
Ooh, revolutionary.
It's crazy.
That's so girl dinner in the best way. Like, I love that.
Little martini.
Oh, yes.
That's
little martini, little Bianca, little salad. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and you fill right up. And then you have two slices to bring home.
Yes. Always got to get food to have leftovers for the next day. Like, that's how you have to operate. Okay, I love it. So keep going.
Okay.
Our listeners have to know.
Yes, I know. So I'm going to bring in Stubborn Brother Pizza Bar.
Heck yeah. Oh, you are. Yeah.
Even though it's not technically within the Mansi Corporation, it is owned by John, Gabriel, and Andrew Mansi.
Per its name, Stubborn Brother. We love.
Per its name. So I do have a pizza named after me.
Oh my gosh.
Do you really? Yes,
it's the Gracie's Veggie.
Oh, yeah. I love. That's so awesome. Catch us ordering that next time we're there.
It is not my fave. I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's traitorous.
It is. But my favorite is the slice that they have. It is the caramelized onion and the peppers.
Yum. Yeah.
It's that sweet and salty on top of the pizza. Put a little ranch if you want, a little hot honey.
And I do have to shout out real quick with Stubborn Brother. I don't think I've ever had a better wedge salad anywhere.
Right?
Like, the wedge there is crazy.
I don't know.
I love
it. I don't know what they do.
They just put magic into it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's such a simple concept.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry.
No, right? I'm like, okay, so we're going out to dinner after this, right? Like, I'm... Okay, and finally...
Blue Water. Mansi's Blue Water Grill. That's a great question. Right now, current, is probably our halibut special.
Ooh,
panko crusted halibut.
I love that.
On top of some roasted potatoes and our tomato shallot butter sauce.
Say less.
It's
there.
I don't know what the halibut. I think halibut might be my favorite whitefish, but it's so flaky and cloud-like
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
that you just can't go wrong.
That's so great. True. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And so now that we have all the inside scoop, and don't worry, you guys, we're almost to the best part, the Roman Empire, no. which is coincidentally Grace's least favorite part of this episode. But
so we want to now finish it off with your advice. It can be, you know, for people in the restaurant industry or just in general for young professionals like yourself. What do you have?
The main thing that drives me is community. Out in South Dakota, I really understood the aspect of what a community was. Mm-hmm. The town was of only 10,000, so wow. it was close. We were a close community. And yeah. coming back to Toledo was, I mean, that's one of my main focuses, building that community around you, because life right now can become so individualized that you have to have your support systems while also, like, looking out for each other. Building yeah. that community within your family, within your friends, and then even just reaching out within the workplace. Everywhere there's little communities, and just being aware that even though you guys are coming together in these circumstances, mm-hmm. there's so much more going on outside. For so sure. just having that empathy towards yeah. each other within your own community.
Definitely. You That's never awesome. Know what someone's going through.
You never know. Yeah. So it's like, just don't go straight to anger or straight to negativity. Like, take a second. Mm-hmm. Not everything is so intense.
Yeah. Right. That's definitely something I think our generation is doing a good job of, is yeah. being a lot more empathetic in the workplace, which is really awesome to see. So the wait's over, Grace. It's time for your answer. So I will be nice to you, and I will let Libby go first okay. with her Roman Empire today.
Okay.
But it is time, everyone, for our Roman Empires. For a little recap, it is just something that we cannot stop thinking about, and Libby's going to kick us off today.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys watched Nickelodeon's Avatar, The Last Airbender,
yes,
like
heck
the
yeah.
original.
Big fan.
Okay. So my Roman Empire is the episode called Appa's Last Days, or not Last Days, Lost Days, sorry, mm-hmm. where he's lost and he is in the circus and they're like torturing him with the fire, and then he's gone from Aang, and it's so emotional, and I think about it all the time. It's so devastating to
wow,
me.
Wow, you really picked a positive one today.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, that's true, though. That episode is haunting.
It's
I
so
can't.
Sad, and it just I just always think about it. I love Appa so much.
Yeah,
he didn't deserve it.
He did not deserve it. Grace?
All right, okay. Last Christmas, not this past one, but the one before that, my okay. sister gave me a red book, and I was like, this red book, what is this? I don't read fantasy. And then I read it, and ever since then, Sarah J. Maas.
Please tell me you're talking about Court of Thorns and Roses.
I am.
Oh my God. That is my Roman Empire 24/7. You're
say,
so
she's
real.
Obsessed.
I will do anything. Just write on a piece of paper, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, Rhysand and
yep.
Pharaoh just writing
no,
to
literally,
each other.
No, literally, I'm like, Rhysand, I love him. And reading the first one, I'm like, oh, Tamlin. And then I get to the second one, and I'm like, no, never mind.
I would just like to say I was never a Tamlin girly.
Okay, love that.
There was something about him that I was like, okay, I know it's the first book.
Real.
And also, who is this man getting, like, why are you kidnapping a 16-year-old girl?
Okay, real.
Yeah, that's real.
That part.
Yeah.
But no spoilers today. Everyone
no
just,
spoilers.
You know, read and then form a book club with me and Grace. That's fine. Yeah. You know.
I'm on currently 5 Facebook pages for it.
Oh,
oh
I love
gosh,
that.
I love
yeah.
that.
See, I'm just like deep in the TikTok threads of it right now because mm-hmm. I just started it a couple months ago. So I'm like just now getting to like the end of the second book.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I know, right? This is literally the best decision I've ever made, I fear. It's so good.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've heard all about it.
Oh, yeah. I cannot stop yapping about it. So great choice. See,
you
thought you wouldn't have a good one. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
though that would also be my Roman Empire, I do have to say that I'm going to choose the movie Challengers.
Oh.
So this might be the best movie I've ever seen in my life, I fear. Luca is probably my favorite director, so I knew I was going to like it going into it. But what I cannot stop thinking about is, context, y'all, I played tennis. I played so much tennis growing up. It was my favorite thing to do. And then I played varsity in high school. And then I just played for fun after that. But man, watching that as a tennis player was a whole different layer to it. But then also watching every single scene and realizing that not only is the entire movie framed by one tennis match between these two men, but every single scene leading up to the finale of the movie is a tennis match in and of itself. The way they're vying for her attention, even when they're in their conversations, the way the camera angles work, like every single part of it is made to be a tennis match. And I literally love it so much. I also saw a very funny tweet that I would like to say. I think somebody posted and said, I think you can only understand this movie if you took AP Lit. And it made me laugh out loud because I was like, it's true. I'm sitting there watching it. I'm like, oh, the symbolism. I'm like, oh, this thing, this thing. And then I'm just like, I feel like I'm back in AP Lit right now, like analyzing
breaking it all down.
No, literally. But it's so good. I would recommend it to everybody. And I absolutely love a little tennis moment. And I'm sorry, but let me get down to the point. Zendaya, period. End of sentence. Anything she's in, I will watch.
For sure. Yes.
So I love that. 100%. But Grace, thank you so much for sharing all of your insight with us and for being such an empathetic young leader in our community.
Well, love thank it. You for having me. It was
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for coming. We want to thank Grace Mansi, our guest on today's show. We're your hosts and producers, Libby and Riley, and our executive producer is Chris Piper.
If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen to us again, go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever you stream your podcasts. Bye, besties.
Bye, besties.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.